The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has utilized DNA technology to identify remains discovered in 2006 as Freddie Earl Long, born on April 13, 1943. In October 2006, timber company employees located a skull on Green Diamond property near Old Railroad Grade Road in the Fieldbrook area. Deputies and detectives responded, discovering additional skeletal remains, clothing, and various personal items, including a pair of binoculars, car keys, a green nylon jacket liner, and several lighters. That's according to a report by John Driscoll in the Times Standard in 2006. Notably, in that same report, it was stated that law enforcement officials initially thought the skull belonged to Lana Ray Onhelel, who was found murdered and decapitated in the same vicinity in 1996. Her husband, a Humboldt State University physical education instructor, was later found guilty of her murder. However, the skull was determined to not be a match for Lana, and the owner remained a mystery for 18 years, until now. KMA News spoke with Detective Mike Fridley in the Cold Case Unit with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
Mostly a lot of these are older homicides, cold homicides, so we work on those. And then through the years, we've recovered body parts, ended up with over 20 body parts that we'd recovered that we'd never been able to identify, you know, on the beach or in the river or stuff like that. So this new technology, the genealogy technology just started in the last few years. I mean, they could take the parts that you found, pull the DNA out of them, and run it against these genealogy sites. Some of the genealogy sites allow law enforcement to use them, and those are the ones they compare it to. And the company that we're using is called Othram, and then they run the DNA through the sites, and then they send us a report, hopefully with the closest family member to the body parts that you found.
In 2022, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office partnered with Othram, Inc., a company that specializes in forensic genetic genealogy, to submit DNA for forensic genome sequencing. To date, Othram has helped to solve 5 of Humboldt County's cold cases, involving John and Jane Doe's.
Over the years, over 20 different cases involving body parts that we've been trying to identify, so this I've been slowly picking away at these old cases. Oldest one we did was a guy that was body parts that recovered in 1968.
With the new DNA profile, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office conducted a genealogy investigation and determined that the remains belonged to Freddie Long. The closest living relative to Long was contacted and provided a DNA sample for confirmation.
Yeah, this is a guy that we identified as Freddie Earl Long. He was found in 2006 on a lumber company property near Fieldbrook. Skeletal remains, and we've never been able to identify the remains. And we recently sent them to our genealogy site, and it came back with a match to his family members. And we did some research on that. We were able to locate him and confirm through DNA from family members that this was Freddie Earl Long.
The relative also confirmed that Long disappeared around 1993. However, he had never been reported missing to authorities.
Yeah, we've had a couple of these that the people have never been reported missing. A lot of them are like, well, he's living his life, and maybe he cut off communication with the family, and they just didn't really think that they were missing.
Freddie Long, age 50 at the time of his disappearance, was last known to be living in the area of Big Bar, California. Long may have gone by the alias Cowboy Fred. Due to the limited information about Long around the time he went missing, the Sheriff's Office is requesting anyone with information about this case to contact Detective Daniel Vickman at 707-445-7251. Detective Fridley says his goal is to identify the Sheriff's Office's entire inventory of unidentified remains, which can be cost prohibitive, each sample costing thousands of dollars. The Sheriff's Office was using asset forfeiture funds to pay for tests, but recently received a grant from Congressman Huffman.
My goal is to get through all these cases. Othram, the company we use, they crowdsource some cases. We got lucky and got a grant from Huffman's office that's going to pay for clearing out our whole complete library of unidentified human remains. So that's how we're working on the rest of this.
Detective Fridley, a former lieutenant with the sheriff's office, retired, but returned to work in the cold case department due to its rewarding nature.
Solved a case last year. It was a gal named Denise Cruz, and we found her body in 1980. And last week, the family came here and recovered her remains and are taking them back to be buried with the rest of the family. So that's kind of a satisfying conclusion.
To report information about other missing persons or unsolved homicides, you can contact investigator Mike Fridley.
They can call me and leave an anonymous message. Like you said, any information could move a cold homicide that we've been kind of stuck on if somebody called us. And my number is 707-441-3024, and that goes straight to my desk. You can leave an anonymous tip. If you have any information on any of the cases that we have listed on our website, please call me, and we'll look into the following up on it and see if it can take us somewhere.
A list of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office's current cold cases is available online at humboldtgov.org.